fuck nuts! Welcome to Mouth Off!
Episode 10.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the intro.
That all you're going to do?
Sure.
Oh, God damn it. Jake said that I had to fucking carry this episode.
All right, fuck it. No, I'll do it again. All right, hey. Everybody, welcome to episode 10 of Mouth Off Partycast. This is a milestone. This is the first double-digit episode. So, woo-hoo. All claps for everyone or something. Connor, hi. How are you doing today?
Hey Jake, how you doing?
You know, it's still quarantine. I've had a good.
Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs everywhere.
Everyone's gonna die. Come watch TV.
That's life right now.
All right, we're getting the Rick and Morty references out early. There we go. It's gone. There we go. All right.
God damn it, Rick!
Shut up. Morty, drink your fucking whiskey.
Moving on.
Morty, drink your bourbon. Rick, it's making
Morty
me sleepy.
Morty would probably be too.
I know, Morty, it's to get you to get out of my way for the next hour and a half so I can do my experiments, Morty.
I don't think Morty would ever have the stomach to drink whiskey. No.
Rick, everything's blurry. I know, Morty, that's it's a commonly known side effect of alcohol. All right, we're done. Fuck this.
All right, yeah, moving on.
Moving on.
Oh, man.
How's your... How's everything, man? How are you doing?
How's life? It's going, man. Guys, this is going to be a very chill episode. You want to just start the timer?
Yeah, just start it. Fuck it. Honestly, dude...
as tired as we are, should we just get plastered? I'll have to be to work until 9 a.m.
I don't have anything going on in my life, so I could be shit-faced every fucking day.
Do we have a single reason not to get plastered?
We don't have a single reason not to get plastered.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if I'm going to get shit-faced, but I'm going to be very happily in the pocket, you know? Like, when a perfect baseball...
Well, I'm saying, should we crank up the timer?
When a perfect baseball catch happens and, like, the ball sits comfortably in the glove, it didn't bounce around, that's kind of how I'm going to be tonight, you know?
All right, I'm trying to start the fucking timer. What should I set the rate at?
Just do it normal. Fuck it, dude. We'll go 2 hours if we have
no,
to.
No, I was trying to, like, lead you on to, like, say, fuck it, let's get fucked up.
No, just... I don't care.
Jake
don't care.
Wants to be
Why is my mic so sensitive today? I'm like looking
I don't
at
know.
It.
My mic is being very cooperative
no.
today.
And it like gets so loud, I can see the waveforms there. It's fucking weird. Is this content, everybody? Are you enjoying this? Is this good content?
How are you guys liking the level of substance we're delivering
yeah,
in our podcast,
this
folks?
This is all shit, dude. I can't believe people actually listen to this garbage. Dude, this podcast fucking sucks.
To all like 20 of you poor souls that actually fucking support us for whatever reason... I
can't believe it's anything above 4.
I know, right? Like, who the fuck is listening to us?
I know Log is listening. Hi, Log. How you doing?
I know Log. Hey, Log.
Log, I know you're going to probably like hit me up on Snapchat and be like, hey, thanks for the shout out.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure, I'm like 97% sure my ex-girlfriend's listening.
Hey.
So, but other than that,
I'll bleep it.
I was about to say, like, I said ex-girlfriend for a reason, man. But, I don't know who you other 18 people are, but,
thank you.
Cheers to y'all.
Yeah, cheers to y'all. Clink.
Clink. Clink after the drink.
Start the fucking thing, man.
Clink and drink. Yeah, start the
drink.
Fucking timer.
What are they selling?
Start!
I thought you were going to yell chocolate.
It's the most...
Chocolate! Like, what are they selling? Chocolate! Oh, chocolate. I remember when they first invented chocolate. Sweet, sweet chocolate. I always hated it! I'm sorry, guys. I'm fucking tired.
We're fucking stupid today. I don't know how good this episode is going to go. This might be a really short episode.
It's going to be garbage.
Yeah, it's going to be a really short episode.
Sucks ass.
I don't know, man. That's the thing about podcasts, that you make one a week for the rest of your life. So if we have one bad one, so fucking what, man?
Well, first off, whoever fucking said this was going to be a bad episode, I didn't say it. You said it.
I'm hoping it's going to be bad.
I just said that. I just said our content is trash. We're not funny fucking people. We're terrible people. We suck.
We're terrible human beings.
Did you start that timer?
I did. Why do you think I scream? Do I need to say it again? Start! You didn't hear it first fucking time.
It's going to be such a fucking nightmare to edit. How is everyone doing in their COVID-ridden post-Thanksgiving? We're in the Christmas season. Holly jolly Christmas, everybody.
Who the fuck are you talking to that could possibly respond to your question?
I'm just making the listeners feel fucking involved, Connor. You don't you weren't in radio, dude. Like, when you were in radio, you addressed the listener as if they were in the same room as you. They felt connected to you. Like you know that they can't respond, but you're like they get involved, man, and you just don't get it, man. You're not fucking in radio. You never were in radio. You never will be in radio.
Don't say that. Yeah, the audience is like God, man. You can talk to them all day, but they never respond.
Moving on.
Oh shit!
God damn it, Connor, man! Don't do.
I gotta
this
take
shit.
A drink now for bringing up religion.
Yeah. Oh Jesus! Oh God! Connor's gonna die tonight, man. He's taking like shot size shits.
I'm just drinking whiskey neat. I mean, it wasn't much that was left in my glass.
That's true. It was a very small sliver.
Solid,
Connor,
solid
tell me,
swig, folks.
Connor, fucking tell me about your Thanksgiving, man.
About Thanksgiving?
Yeah. How was it?
You know, man? What Thanksgiving? You want to know about Thanksgiving, man? Thanksgiving,
yeah,
in Florida, fucking just reminded me how much Atlanta sucks. Like, it just reminded me how much it sucks to be anywhere else other than South Florida in the middle of winter. It was 80 degrees, no humidity, clear skies, dolphins jumping in out of the fucking water, just saying hi right under the nose of the fucking boat, just day drinking like it's fucking normal, live music, no diseases exist. It's just a fucking oasis, and it's just like heaven. It's literally heaven. And then I had to come back to this shit.
At the very least, it's heaven's waiting room for all those old people, but you know, we don't talk about that. That's what they call Florida. They call it heaven's waiting room.
It's a pretty good way to go, man. I'm not gonna lie. But dude, then I get off the plane and it's fucking like 55 degrees, but it feels like 35. It's 55, but it feels like 35, and it's raining, and it's windy, and it's cold as shit, and I'm wearing, like, flip-flops and trunks at the fucking baggage claim. Just in case everybody couldn't hear it. So I feel like he goes.
In case everybody couldn't hear Connor getting the fucking buzzer. Down the hatch. Taking it like a champ. Look at that boy.
Dude, remember like how bad this whiskey hit me when I first bought the bottle?
Is it smooth now?
Look at me now.
Look at us. Who thought?
Look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
One of the greatest things I've ever fucking watched. Oh my God.
Yeah. I love Paul Rudd as a human being.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Did you see that video he did? To like promote wearing masks, to like try and get young people to wear masks.
No, but did you see the one that Mel Brooks did?
Oh God. No, but did you see the one that Paul Rudd did?
No, what you tell me about that, I'll tell you about Mel Brooks.
Okay. Paul Rudd fucking does this video in front of a green screen. It's like, "Hey young hip dudes, I'm your fellow young hip dude, Paul Rudd." And for some reason, producers thought that I was young, so I'm here to talk to my fellow young people about treating COVID correctly. And he's got like a sideways cap on and an Adidas jumpsuit.
Oh, God.
Like he's in a fucking skateboard in his hand. He's just like going with it for like the first 60 seconds. And at a certain point, like after he finishes all his points, and he's like, this, that, and this. So wear a mask. Just wear a mask. Seriously, just wear a fucking mask. Like, it's just considerate. Like, seriously, just wear a fucking mask. Like, it's like, it is just so fucking funny, man. It went viral on Twitter, and I just fell in love with him as a human being even more.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to play the Mel Brooks one out loud. I don't think you're going to be able to hear it or see it, but.
We'll just hold it up to the pop filter.
I'm Max Brooks. I'm 47 years old. This is my dad, Mel Brooks. Hi, Dad. He's 93. If I...
Oh, Gus is calling me.
Max, take a shot. You
know Gus is calling me. Let's get him on the podcast. Gus is calling me.
You need to take a shot, Max Brooks.
Connor, shut up. Connor,
no cheating.
Gus is calling me. He's going to be on the podcast for a little bit. Hey, buddy.
Aging Dr.
Damn it, Gus.
Dude,
I'm gonna have to
bleep
that.
Episode that I decided I wasn't going to say the word and now he has to go on and break that ice again.
All right, wait. Connor can't hear you, but or you can't hear Connor.
Oh,
but,
I can hear him clearly.
Yeah, but Gus can't hear him. But hey, Gus, how's it going?
I'm sure Connor would say good things about me. Connor and I are tight. That's like two tigers.
Shut the fuck up, Gus. Nobody loves you.
And the menorah.
Gus, what are you up to?
I'm currently in line to get food for my family.
Where?
Well, I'm going to cookout because I hate my life and my image. And my parents are getting a stromboli from some pizza place.
Stromboli?
No, hey, fuck him. You tell him to appreciate cookout while he's got it because they don't got that cookout culture here in Atlanta.
Yeah, Gus, Connor's got a point. Gus, Connor said that you have to appreciate cookout because you don't have it up in Michigan, so stop shit talking.
I appreciate the fuck out of it. That's why this is day three and I've had it twice now.
He's got a good point. He's got a good point. Gus, when are we going to have you on the podcast?
Great substance in this podcast, guys.
When do you want me on the podcast?
Next week?
Well, you're on it right now, and guess what? Neither of us were talking when the buzzer went off last, and then you called. So guess what? By default, you have to take a shot, Gus.
Yeah, Gus, you have to drink and drive now. I hope you know that.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, I got to place an order here.
What is he going to order?
Oh.
Order, damn it. Did he mute? I think he muted. I want to hear his cookout order.
Chicken tenders. Chicken wind sauce all over my body. I want a chicken quesadilla.
This is garbage, dude. This
you
is
messed
fucking
up my
terrible.
Dane Cook.
This is a stupid fucking podcast.
How low do you got to go to quote Dane Cook?
Did you just quote honestly? Dane Cook?
Yeah.
I think that's the end of the episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening this week.
Mustard, ketchup, lettuce, and onions.
Yeah, no entree, just the mustard, the ketchup, the lettuce,
chicken
and the mayonnaise.
Chicken quesadilla and Cajun fries, and
ooh,
a Dr. Pepper to drink.
Can I get you anything on today?
What is it with Dr. Pepper? I don't like Dr. Pepper. Everybody loves
thank
it.
You.
I don't drink
thank
it.
You. Spoke to two different people that time.
Why did you speak to two different people?
What?
Gus is a popular guy, Jake.
I said, is that Gus?
Let Gus be awesome, bro.
Is that Gus from the Bad Boys of Apex who released Threat Level Corona? You have a celebrity in the cookout line tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I heard that song was like slowly rising up to the Billboard 100 charts.
Grammy nomination.
And by slowly, I mean very slowly.
Grammy nomination. Gus, our song got nominated for a Grammy. Are you excited?
Wait, hold on. I can't hear you. I got to do a thing.
Gus.
Thank you.
You can't come on our podcast and waste our time like this.
You remember that video of Johnny Manziel? He's like,
are you saying to me?
I can't hear you because I got so much fucking money. He's like holding it up to his ear.
Yeah, I remember that. Gus.
Wait, who got nominated for a Grammy?
We did. Our song did.
No fucking way.
Yep. They said that this. They said this is the hottest take on COVID during through a song. And no one else has done it as good as we did, so we got a nomination for a Grammy.
We better win Best Video Award as well.
Yeah, that awesome epic music video I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Connor could learn a thing or two.
It
Yeah, Connor, maybe video.
Yeah, it was very innovative. It was very different from everything else in the industry.
Cameras.
It just goes to show, man. It doesn't matter what camera you shoot on, bro.
We shot that on an iPhone in Gus's garage. And look at us. Now we're a Grammy-nominated music video.
Fucking revolutionary,
bro.
I
just remembered some shit.
All right, say it.
All right, so you know the cookout by Carrie Mall?
Yeah.
So that's where I went the other night when I got my first cookout back.
I think we just lost
home.
All of our viewership for this episode.
You know, it was like the two ramps are right there. The one where like you exit, like you're coming to cookout, one to get back on US, one to go home.
Yeah.
Somebody went down the wrong side that night.
Ooh.
I was in front, or I was behind them, and they went down that side, and I was like, oh, shit, all right, good luck. They slammed on the brakes, and I'm sure they're like, oh, shit.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's a rough night.
Well, you guys
somebody.
Don't seem very impressed with my appearance, so I'm going to make, like, a tree and drive home.
I mean, Gus, for the record, man, you shouldn't have called us when you're getting cookout.
Yeah, well, I was waiting in line. I didn't know what song to pick, so I was like, Jake never called me back. I'm going to call that dick and call him out.
Was I supposed to call you back? Oh, shit, my bad.
I'm going to call you back after dinner.
I'm sorry. I called Connor instead.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I get it. Just because he has a bigger dick.
I'm more important.
I wasn't. Yeah, that is. That's just like you. Self-conceited.
Yeah, that's me. All right, Gus, listen. We'll get you on the podcast next week, but we got to let you go now.
All right,
bye-bye.
Well, now I know what we're doing next week.
Closing, to all the viewers out there, don't eat the yellow snow.
That's a good point. Good message, Gus. All right, Gus hung up.
All right, take a drink, motherfucker.
All right, fuck it, whatever. I guess I'll take that one. That ate up a good, like, 5-6 minutes of the podcast, right?
Yeah, I don't know that was our best material ever, but...
It was terrible, but, you know... Catch him next week on the podcast. That is Gus. Catch him next week on the podcast. We'll be sure to get him super fucking shit-faced.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's going to get trashed, dude. I'm going to make him get trashed.
Oh, I look forward to that,
oh,
actually.
It's gonna be funny.
I would love to watch somebody, like, just get fucking obliterated.
Oh, it's going to be great.
That I'm isn't
gonna,
me.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
Or get obliterated with somebody. Like,
I think we should all, like, Connor, I know that you said we should probably get shit-faced this one. I think next episode with Gus will just be a riot if we all got fucked up, like, next episode. Just the three of us.
Yeah.
Because I got a headphone splitter.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I got a headphone splitter, so it'd be pretty good to... We get them all. Anyway, fuck it. Anyway, moving on.
Sounds fucking
Connor,
great.
Connor, remember when I asked you earlier if you could come up with some topics? Did you think of any, or did you just fucking butt out of it?
Nope, I blinked.
Oh, great. Awesome. All right, I guess it's my turn. All right, here comes the rant that I wanted to fucking talk about here. All right, so we're entering music award season. So the American the American Music Awards just had their... just had their bullshit going on. And let me just read out. Now, Connor, this is going to be about me as a rock and roll fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, I just want to read you what they did for these awards. Because it's disgusting. It's actually fucking disgusting. Let me.
Are we talking about the Grammys, or are we talking about a different show? Or
we're talking about,
or what?
Right now, I'm talking about the American Music Awards.
Okay.
All right, so as a rock fan, I need you to understand how angry I am about this.
Okay.
So the American Music Awards decided that pop and rock are the same goddamn thing, so the category is pop/rock.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
I'm sorry to pop off that early, but like it didn't take much for me to get fucking annoyed by that. That's fucking... Okay, carry on.
All right, and there's another edit I gotta do. Favorite male artist, pop.
God damn it!
Favorite male artist, pop/rock. Justin Bieber beat out Post Malone and The Weeknd. None of those are rock artists. None of those are rock artists.
Yeah, that's a bit extra. Like, why do you have to insult rock for no fucking reason?
Favorite female artist, pop slash rock. You got Taylor Swift won that one, beating out Lady Gaga and Dua Lipa. I don't know who the fuck Dua Lipa is, but
that sounds
this
familiar.
One kills me.
I
this one
Lipa?
Fucking kills me. This one fucking kills me. Favorite duo or group, pop slash rock. Fucking BTS, that K-pop garbage, fucking won that category, beating out Maroon 5 and the Jonas Brothers.
What?
May I fucking remind
Dude,
you?
Dude, I would vote Maroon 5 all the way, but
I don't
that's
give
just
a
because
fuck.
I'm a Maroon 5
May
fan.
I remind you that AC/DC has just come out with a new album a little under a month ago that went straight to number one. But no, they're not eligible enough. Nope, I'll drink to AC/DC. Clink, my Aussie brothers.
Yeah, I will drink to that one too, honestly.
Not
that's fucking
enough.
Horseshit. Hey, dude, I never even fucking told you. I listened through the album. It fucking slaps.
It's a good fucking album.
It really
album,
does.
Dude.
I was impressed. I was very impressed. It was a good album.
They're in their late 60s, early 70s, and they're churning out that slap ass good shit, man. So yeah,
I can't stand the generation that we're in today.
Oh, and then by the way,
that's another rant.
By the
for
way,
me later, but
American Music Awards happened after Eddie Van Halen's passing. Not one fucking mention about Eddie Van Halen. Not the contributions he had to American music. Nothing. No, I know he was from from fucking Amsterdam or some shit. But like, dude, the culture he fucking created with
that
guitar tone.
Guy that's singing in Van Halen.
What Van Halen did, dude. Sorry. What Van Halen did for American music, man. No recognition whatsoever at the American Music Awards. No, fuck that guy, because we have all these lip-syncing fucking computer beat-making assholes who have never once actually thought of a note getting all these awards, and then Eddie Van Halen
just
dies.
No, they fucking
died.
Sampled the fucking endless encyclopedia.
They probably sampled
past.
A Van Halen song. They probably get an award.
Probably. Dude, it bothers the shit out of me, and I'm not even a musician. It's just, like, look, there's more than one way to create a work of art, but like, multiple artists and across multiple art, multiple mediums have. Damn, am I already getting drunk? Jesus. Multiple artists, like, that can be considered, like, greatness in their respective medium, have come out have firmly said, Jesus Christ, I can't talk.
English, motherfucker!
Have firmly said that, like, art... Yes, I speak it! Let's do this. All right.
What is Marcellus?
Multiple great
Marcellus
artists across multiple mediums. Shut the fuck up. I got this. God damn it!
I'm going to chalk that one up to one of the good moments on this podcast, man. That was awesome.
As I was saying, multiple great artists across multiple mediums in the art world have firmly said that great artists steal. Yeah. Stealing, like, nothing is original. We were even taught that in art school. Nothing is original. Everything is based off of references.
Tarantino
everything is
lives
based
by that.
Off of Yeah. Tarantino's a big name in that. But, like, there's multiple artists that you can name across multiple mediums that have said that shit. But anyway, fucking, that proves the point, though, that, like, things like hip-hop or whatever that will sample other music from the past, like, that falls into those same rules. Like, stealing and remixing it, creating something new, it's still a way of creating work of art. It's just a different thing. It's a completely different thing, but it's still, like, if you're going to call your... To their respect, they don't call themselves musicians. They still call themselves artists, but they don't call themselves musicians. They're rappers or beat makers or producers. So at least they don't call themselves musicians. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I just wish there was... I mean, like, they're still artists, but it's a different form of art. Like, it's... But at least they don't call themselves musicians. I just wish that they didn't overtake musicians. I have much more respect for the arts of that musicians live by rather than the art that hip-hop lives by. But this is a huge debate right here. I've talked to many people about this, and this is a very complex issue on whether hip hop is real music or if it's art or if, like, wherever the fuck you draw the line. I mean, that's a very complex debate. I mean, that goes all the way down to, like, the deep art philosophies of, like, fucking Graziani's class. Like,
here's the thing,
you got to take that really deep.
Whoa, hold up.
In that conversation.
I'm going to pause the recording here because my mic is hot as fuck right now, and I don't know why. So stop recording. I'll take a drink, but stop recording.
All right.
Stop recording.
Good sport, good sport.
All right, so, hey, welcome back, everybody. My fucking thing was all fucky and stupid, so I have to drink because I caught a buzzer.
Jake's microphone shit the bed, ladies and gentlemen.
It didn't shit the bed. I just fucking leveled it wrong because it looked different because I have more energy talking about something I really
and
care about.
And while we were gone, Jake took a drink. Dude, we haven't even been keeping score. All right, you know what? We're not even keeping score.
No
this
score
time.
This time. Fuck it. We're just drinking. You'll be able to because you're listening, listeners. Hi. All right.
Exactly.
So, like I said, fucking
American, don't forget to count the drink off the air that Jake just did.
I just did it. Yes, that counts. All right. I'm just saying my whole thing with this American Music Awards is that I'm like, I get it. All right. If you don't like fucking rock music, fine. If you don't want to fucking, you know, the whole Skype's fucking frozen. Hey, welcome back. Hi.
Really?
It froze
dude,
on my end.
You're the one having all the technical issues this time.
I'm not
holy shit. I haven't had any technical issues
fucking,
yet.
I don't give a shit. It's not fucking my fault. All right. like I'm fine. Like if people don't like rock music, that's fine. I don't give a fuck. But to pretend like they actually have like that genre of music has a seat at the fucking table when you do these bullshit music awards, like
yeah,
get
that's
the fuck
disrespectful.
Out. It's highly disrespectful to the many young rock artists who are putting their hearts into their music and are getting no recognition. So here's the recognition right now: the new Struts album, Strange Days, awesome. Go listen to the Struts' new album, Strange Days.
Dude, the Struts are amazing.
Struts
like Jake
are amazing.
Introduced me to the Struts. As soon as I heard one song, I was like, "Holy shit, these guys rock."
They're awesome. So there's like more than the fucking actual music awards will do. I know they're from England, but still, like they need a break in America. Go listen to the Struts. They're fucking awesome. And I can't
damn
stress
right.
that enough.
Dude, if they ever tour in America, I will stop at nothing to get a fucking ticket.
I've seen two shows in America already.
Have you really?
Yeah. One of my favorite shows I've ever been to was the first time I saw them. It was one of the best shows I've ever been to. And yeah. It was in a small venue. Like it was amazing.
So my older brother Dane has this habit of taking me to concerts, but he likes to go to like small concerts
time out. I'm out of alcohol. I need more.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, so right as we were starting to get a conversation like rolling.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go. Fuck yourself while you're making a drink, and then we'll cut later.
Connor, you should know better than anybody else that the alcohol comes first.
No, shut the fuck up. God damn it, Jake. Fuck you and your long hair.
Hey, look, a quarter.
Two quarters.
Did you talk shit at all, or did you actually, like, just stop talking?
I kind of just stopped talking.
Yeah. You probably left me a treat during the editing. Anyway, yeah, you were talking about small concerts.
Yeah, so my older brother Dane, the angel that he is, has this habit of, like, he loves going to concerts, but he only likes going to, like, smaller concerts, like, bands who haven't, like, gone A-list yet. So, like, he's a big music fan in general. So he loves seeing smaller bands that he just knows are going to just, like, break big, and he wants to see them live, like in a more intimate setting before
he should go
they
see
get
the Struts
massive. Yeah, yeah.
He so, would like, probably love that.
One of his favorite bands, which I'm actually wearing the shirt right now from that show, is The Fame.
Okay.
T-H-E The Fame, F-A-I-M.
All right,
I'm just making sure,
right?
Some of our listeners might be mentally challenged. You never know.
The Mouth Off Party Cast but, is brought to you by the word the, T-H-E, the, and by the number 8.
Yeah, go fuck yourself in your long hair. Anyway, no, he took me to that show and it was incredible. I mean, the singer's voice is very similar to the singer for Fall Out Boy.
Ooh.
But my brother would argue, and I actually agree with him, that like he's actually better. His voice is actually better. Yeah. But they wrote a song with Fall Out Boy actually, but they're so incredible. And that was one of my favorite shows that I've been to, is going to see The Fame here in Atlanta. They're from Australia though, which is why that like popped up in my mind, because we were talking about like the Struts AC/DC. Like being from the UK and then coming here abroad and playing shows and touring. So like when The Fame came over and toured in America from Australia, it was like, holy shit, like we have to get a ticket right now. Like when as soon as Dane found out, he lost his fucking mind, and they played a show in Atlanta.
Yeah,
and he got him and his girlfriend tickets, and they came and crashed in my place, and he got me a ticket, and which he's fucking amazing for that. And oh my god, what a great fucking show. Like honestly, like it really made me realize the difference between more intimate show like that and an arena show. Like now I'm much less I'm very hesitant to buy nosebleed seats at an arena show. Does that make sense? Like,
no, I understand.
Like
that.
Kenny Chesney and Florida Georgia Line and somebody else are playing a show together at Mercedes-Benz Stadium here in Atlanta in March of 2021, and tickets went on sale, and they're like $50 for nosebleeds, which is super affordable, and I love Kenny Chesney, but like, it's in a fucking stadium and it's in the top deck.
All right,
Connor, like,
if you want that experience, you are not going to get it with Kenny Chesney. All right, it's not going to happen unless you get.
Well, you don't like country music to begin
with. I'm telling you, just from I went to see Kiss. I had to get nosebleed seats just so I could go see Kiss. Like, that's how that works, dude. I'm never going to get to see Kiss at a small club. Like that's not going to happen ever.
Right.
I will say,
the only band that I will do that for at this point, I think, is Pearl Jam.
I don't think they're going to play a small show,
though. I think that's the one that I would get No, I'm saying that's the band that I would go get nosebleeds for.
But, Connor, if you could do $50 to go see an artist that you like live, and you're just going to get shit-faced during it anyway, I'm assuming with country music, you got the best tailgates. So you tailgate for the country music. You go into nosebleed seats with a couple of your buds. You get shit-faced. You get live Kenny Chesney, and you have a good time. Like, that's what I did with Kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm still debating on getting the tickets. I think you got a point. I'm just hesitant. Maybe I'm spoiled because the first time I saw Kenny Chesney was at the Tortuga Music Festival, which is on the beach at Fort Lauderdale. And I don't know. There's something about, like, a country music concert, like, needs to be outdoors in my mind. Like,
right.
It's just about, like, you know, drinking beer, being outside, usually on the beach or by the water or something like that. And being around half naked chicks, but I can't imagine that type of energy and environment being inside in a claustrophobic stadium.
I don't know, man. I mean, you
know, I don't know. Like, dude,
good times are what you make.
If Chesney was playing somewhere and I could get lawn tickets, dude, if I could get lawn tickets at an outdoor venue, dude,
you're there.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
I mean, it'll probably
it is a
happen.
Fucking hell of a time out,
as soon as the
out
virus
on that
goes
lawn.
Away. You know, as soon as the virus goes away, we'll probably get those. But can I go back to that music award shit? Because I have a second follow-up.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's get back to that.
Headline, The Weeknd accuses Grammys of being corrupt.
Fuck yes. Thank you. The Weeknd. I mean, it's not like he's the first person to say it.
No, but here's the thing, right? So he had that, what is that album? The album After Hours, and then that hit single, Blinding Lights, right?
Yeah.
It took off at the beginning of the year, right? First off, I'd never fucking heard it because it's out of my fucking stratosphere. So it's all the way on another fucking
side. Did. But I was all over it because I'm a huge fan of The Weeknd. I mean, that song was massive, and his music videos are disgustingly amazing. But
okay.
Overall, I do not think it was his best album, to be honest.
Well, there you go.
Continue.
So
now that I say that, go ahead and continue on.
Well, actually, to give it credit, I went, because before I wanted to do this topic, I went and looked up like a bunch of the different nominations, and I was like, first off, let me tell you about fucking rock music, because fucking, you want to talk, all right, so, hold on, the nominations for the 2021 Grammys, wow, I actually spelled nomination right in my state, Jesus Christ, holy shit. the fact that, first off, so The Weeknd has this whole thing going on where he didn't get nominated for anything despite the fact that he had a very successful single and an album, blah, blah, blah. By the way, I looked up all these songs before I got into this so I knew what I was talking about. And Blinding Lights, dude, I listened to that and I'm like, dude, I feel like I heard this 5 fucking years ago. Is 2020 feeling that long for you too? Because that apparently came out like tail end of 2019, beginning of 2020. And I'm like, dude, I swear to God, I heard this thing like in the clubs at like freshman year of fucking college. So like, it really feels like
I, for some reason, and I can't articulate why, but I can empathize with the way you just said that with your stance on it. However, I was very present during that album release.
Okay.
And I remember that song coming out. I remember the album coming out. I was following it very closely. All right.
Oh, he's just down that whole thing. Oh, shit. We're dangerous now. It's getting dangerous here, guys.
I'm a big fan of The Weeknd, but I think that's my least favorite album that he's come out with.
Wow.
No, musically, but his... The visual artwork and his visual style.
Stop. That's too complete. No, I'm not even going to count that. Fuck that.
I know.
I get what you're saying.
I know. I know. We're not going to get into it. I'm just making the point that me, as a visual artist, I love what he did with his music videos, with his album cover, with his graphics, with everything visual. I fucking drool over it. But musically, which is the most important thing here, which is what we're talking about, is that it's not my favorite album at all.
Well, that's the same thing with fucking Billie Eilish. Her music's like average, below average, and the music videos are fucking amazing. And then all of a sudden, she's this great superstar. She fucking sucks. But anyway,
I will say her music videos are amazing,
but
too.
That's what draws people. Oh, my God, you see the music video? It's so dark. She's so fucking dark. Depression's awesome because she made it awesome. Like, no, stop. Just stop. I don't care. I do not care about Billie Eilish.
No, I know. But can we just take 2 minutes to talk about her music videos real quick?
No,
just,
I don't care. No, generally speaking, I need to talk about. No. So...
okay, fine.
No, because I know
fine,
you
fine.
Want a boner over the.
Sorry, folks.
Videos.
I'm a music video director. Yes. I'm sorry. It's
but
my
I have
thing.
Big
I'm
here, the weekend
beating
came
off in
out,
my brain right now.
Right. So The Weeknd came out, and by you.
Not to Billie Eilish, just her videos.
By you saying that this is The Weeknd's. Like, in your opinion, this is the weakest album he's put out because you're a big Weeknd fan. You said it was the.
Let me contemplate first. His second weakest album.
Second
I think
weakest.
Kiss Land was his weakest album. Okay. That was his sophomore album. I think this is his second weakest album.
So, by the way, I actually, I'm not a Weeknd fan. I don't care.
Which is still a high standard, right, though, because he is a disgustingly talented
human
being.
I don't really care for his music, but when I listened to Blinding Lights, because I wanted to do, like, minimal research before I even brought this up, I was like, fuck, dude, this is hitting my 80s fucking boner. So, like, it sounds totally 80s, that song. But anyway... he's pissed off about the snub of not getting any nominations this time around, despite the fact that you said it's the second weakest album, so maybe that has a factor going into it, because he has won the Grammys before. Like, it wasn't an issue. The Grammys weren't corrupt when he was winning, and all of a sudden now he's not nominated for anything, and all of a sudden the Grammys are corrupt, even though he's won before through the Grammys. So all I'm saying is that, you know, kind of sounds like a sore loser kind of thing. Now, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe you could be right, but at the same time, I think you're majoring in the minors here, though, because you and I both know, like, the Grammys are corrupt.
They are.
He's not the
and
first
I'll tell
person
you this.
To say it.
I'll
He's not
this,
the first
right?
artist to say it.
This is my point. This is
Anybody
my point.
Anybody who's an egg this, under this chicken knows that they are corrupt.
This was my point. This was my point. Okay. You didn't get any nominations. Are the Grammys corrupt? Yeah. I knew that as a rock fan because the last 25 fucking years, rock music and metal music has been getting fucking snubbed So it doesn't matter because, oh, all of a sudden because you were at the high pedestal and you came down a notch because you didn't get any Grammy nominations.
I know.
Dude, they don't even fucking televise the Metal and Rock Awards. You have to go to a live stream
I
to watch
know.
Those.
I know.
So this ain't news to me, but all of a sudden now, all of a sudden they eat their own kind where the top Billboard people are. I'll take it. Hold up.
Take it. And while you're taking that drink, let me just take this opportunity
to
say...
No. Hold up. I'm on a fire. I'm on a roll. Let me finish. As soon as the Grammys eat their own kind, the radio successful, top of the Billboard fucking artists don't get the nomination, all of a sudden it's headline news because the Grammys are eating their own kind. The radio, not radio friendly, but just like the ones that are so successful, the musicians that are so successful, all these artists now.
No, big time artists have been talking about this shit.
They have.
Forever.
Dude,
it's been talked about for years.
Since Jethro Tull won Best Metal Performance over fucking Metallica
look,
in
all
the
I'm
80s.
Saying, look,
I'm
I understand. That you're right. You're right that, yes, he finally spoke out after it became personal for him, but that's most human beings. Like, most people don't care about politics until it becomes personal to them.
All I'm saying...
No, well, that's a bad way to say it. But, like, most people don't address an issue until it becomes personal. Like,
it's such bullshit to me.
It may leave a bad taste in your mouth, but in the grand scheme of things, he's still on your side and my side and everybody else's side
Fair
about
enough,
this shit being
dude,
corrupt.
But, like, my God.
Like, better
dude.
Late than never.
I get it, but like, dude, man.
I understand it's frustrating.
He wouldn't
but
even
like,
talk about this if he got a nomination. That's the problem. And by the way, I'm kind of getting sick of artists who seem to care about, like, I wrote this song, and because it's not getting an award, I'm pissed off. Like, I cherish rock musicians now because they don't fucking make music to get awards. I'm not saying The Weeknd does music just to get awards, but like, we've become, us as rock fans and as rock musicians, don't give a fuck anymore. We've known this corruption for the last 30 years. I've never even been alive for the last 30 years. I knew about the corruption. Like, the whole thing has
seeded
back.
Yeah, only 23.
I'm 24, by the way, asshole. But like,
are you really?
Yes.
Oh shit, my bad.
But like, we've
well, I know,
known about
I know
this it
was
shit.
a year ahead of you, so like, I don't know. I'm still 24, but all right.
But what I'm saying is that
anyway,
we've known
continue,
about this corruption.
Continue.
Yeah, we've known about this corruption for years, and I'm talking years, right? To the point where rock artists don't write. I'll tell you this. I don't know if Billie Eilish or whoever the fuck is getting a best album award or whoever the song of the year. What? Let me look right now. I have it pulled up right here. Billie Eilish, everything I wanted already right there. Song of the year. It's nominated for song of the fucking year. Right, but
what?
Meanwhile, yeah.
What did she come out with that's in this year's Grammys? I haven't even
everything
like,
I wanted.
Nothing
is
she's
on
done
there.
Has hit my radar.
Everything I wanted is the title of the song, and it's nominated. Meanwhile,
okay.
The girl who played Cindy Lou Who on The Grinch, Taylor Momsen, is in a band called The Pretty Reckless. They put out a song called 25. It's coming off their new album called Death by Rock and Roll, which drops February of 2021. That song is borderline a fucking masterpiece. I had chills. I have listened to it about 150 times. It's amazing. Connor, after this, I want to see you on Skype. I want to see you react to this song. It's fucking amazing. It's like...
Okay.
It's like
the first thing I'm thinking of is Dream On. So you got like,
dude, I'm not gonna lie, it climbs
high
like
standards
that.
Sitting
it
at
climbs
it.
Like that. It climbs like that. It climbs like okay. Cashmere from Led Zeppelin and Dream On by Aerosmith. It climbs like that, and it's a rock band.
Okay,
it's
climatic. Climatic.
It's a climactic song, yeah. Dude. It's so fucking good, and it beats the it blows any Billie Eilish song out of the water, out of the fucking water, and not even on the rock. Category where it should be. Like, it's not even in the best rock album. There's not even a best rock song.
For some
song.
Reason, pop and rock are in the same fucking genre.
Well, that's in American Music Awards.
Me.
In the Grammys, they don't even have best rock song. It's best rock performance, best metal performance. Okay, there's best rock song. I'm stupid. But best rock album. There's only four things, and one of them's a metal thing. And, like, just oversight. AC/DC, number one album. just shot right up to the top when it got released. The song Through the Mists of Time on that album is dedicated to Angus Young's brother who died of dementia before the album was recorded. It's a gorgeous song. First time
I
ever heard a minor chord in an AC/DC song. But
this this whole thing just reminds me of like how frustrated I am with our generation. Like it's not just the awards, but like our generation, like our youth, like young people right now who are our age or younger, like dude, the shit that they listen to and the rest of the shit in music that they don't respect, like I just like it's, oh my god, it's like fast, it's like they're eating the fast food and not willing to eat the gourmet shit. Like,
this is what I've been talking about with vinyl records and shit, man. And by the way, my turntable just shit the bed, so I'm very sad now. But like, the motor just crapped out, so I bought a new motor and I have to replace the motor inside of it to hopefully revive it to work again. Drinks for my fallen turntable. May he rest,
yes, sir,
in eternal peace.
You, sir, take a drink to your fallen turntable. Yes, sir, you take that drink by yourself on your own. Yes,
I was
going to
do it. Fuck you. But yeah, dude, no, like that's the thing that I miss about the thing I miss about the respect for music is that like I'll open up a vinyl record, man, especially a gatefold, dude. I'll sit there, man. I'll do the old school 70s thing. I'll put the record on the turntable, drop the needle on it, and for the next hour I'll be staring at that album cover. I'll be reading along to the lyrics in the gatefold. I'll be looking at the sleeve inside. I'll be looking at the back cover. I'll be looking at the artwork. Like I'll never stress this enough. Actually, I'll pull this up for you. Hold up. You might not see it because of the glare and reflection. Actually, I'll take it out of the thing. The band Avenged Sevenfold. Their album Nightmare, my favorite fucking album by them. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this, but the artwork on that album cover, that artwork, like... Okay. It's gorgeous, and I have this on vinyl and CD.
I can see the general premise. I like it. It's hard to appreciate it on like a 2x2 inch
fair enough
window on Skype because I can't see the details or the texture. Or
fair enough. Fair enough.
But
like it's an album cover like that, and I'll look at that, man, and it's just there's so much like hard work that went into that cover. That's an old that's like an old school metal cover, and
now I will say like there are very few artists that actually do put that kind of work into their covers though.
Look at any
Logic is actually one of them. I you probably haven't listened to Logic,
nope.
But Logic is a rapper that I have followed very closely. Ever since my pothead days in high school with my pothead friends, like
fair enough.
But he collaborates. He has this painter that he collaborates with every album cover he's ever done called Sam Spratt.
Yeah.
And I follow him on Instagram. His shit is so fucking fire. Every single album cover Logic has done has been like an oil painting. And there's a shit ton of thought that goes into it.
That's awesome.
If you go through and look at his album covers, I mean, dude, like there is just, oh god, I can't even like get into it without sitting here for another like 2 hours talking about like how much thought goes into his album covers. I mean, his album covers are gorgeous and beautiful and so well crafted, like. Props to him, I mean, for respecting the art. I mean,
well, that's...
I will say Logic is one person in hip-hop that really just respects art across all mediums. Like, he's very open-minded as an artist.
Yeah, no, and I understand that, and I'm happy to hear that people are still caring about their album covers.
Yeah.
I mean,
so there are still some people who are needles in a haystack like that.
That's good. Yes. Like it takes me back to looking at the album cover for Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction, the original, like before it got changed into the cross with the skulls. Like I don't know if you're gonna be able to see this, but like this album cover was the original album cover.
Yeah.
It got banned. I actually am lucky enough to have it on vinyl, but like it was done by an artist.
Actually,
it was done by an artist called Robert Williams, and it's actually from 1978. The painting that's on that he did is titled Appetite for Destruction. That's how the band got name of the album. Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, fucking respect. Like, literally. I mean, there's double meaning right there. Yeah. Fucking respect, dude.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I will say, because you remember me. God damn it.
Yeah, it's funny because I was just drinking.
You remember me mentioning how much I love the visual artwork that was going on with The Weeknd for his new album?
Right.
After Hours or whatever? The Weeknd actually really is another artist in the industry. I think you should give him a shot, even though he's not exactly your cup of tea. Just kind of look into him.
Well,
because
yeah.
his, not only his voice, but like what I've seen him do with music videos and with his album covers and with just everything he does for his brand, he has so much respect for every work of art that goes into his entire brand.
Yeah.
Is so breathtaking. Like, especially music videos, he's very picky. He does not take music videos lightly.
Yeah.
Like, he has very few music videos compared to most artists. He is very quality over quantity. And his music videos literally are, they're films.
Yeah.
Like, he treats them like cinema.
I knew you want to weasel into this topic.
Like, his
couldn't resist.
Let me just get my rant out. Like, I'm almost done. But, like, his album covers, too, though. I think he has a large respect for graphic designers as well. I think after Trilogy, which was his first album, and then Kissland after his second album, after that, he really started respecting graphic designers. And the same thing with filmmakers. I mean, you just see just amazing works of art appearing under his brand. And it's just, I just give mad respect to him. I just love him so much as an artist because of the works of art that he puts out. Nothing is cliche. Nothing is cookie cutter.
Right.
Everything is very original and very well crafted. Like,
I want to preface too. Me doing this Grammy rant. I don't want to, like, I'm not taking anything away from The Weeknd as an artist. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
I'm just saying, like, hey man, you know, this has been the Grammys. Like, this is not new. Like, I know that you're coming out now for the first time and saying all this shit, but like, this is not new. This is the Grammys.
Well, maybe this was just like the final straw for him in his mind. I was like,
I don't
all
know
right,
if it's
that's
the final
it.
Straw.
I'm,
I feel
I'm
like it's the first and final straw. I feel like because he's won so many times, and the fact that he's never used that as a podium to be like, listen, I got the award, but you know, you're snubbing a lot of great artists here. If he did that, like the same thing with the rock and roll.
Yeah, but it's not like he's the only one that hasn't used that platform. I mean, that goes to show how hard it is to like speak out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, but I'm saying like
very few artists have had the balls to speak out in public, like on air or whatever, about the Grammys being corrupt. Like,
fair enough.
The only reason Drake could go on stage and take a Grammy and be like, yo, to all of you, to shout out to my nominees and everybody else who's here, like, if you're making money supporting your family, making music and doing what you love, you've already won. This thing right here doesn't mean anything. The Grammys fucking cut him off, but he is the biggest artist in the world. The biggest artist in history.
Yeah, but that's not saying
the
Grammys are
corrupt.
That's
the only reason you get on that stage and say something like
that. That's not saying the Grammys are corrupt, though. That's just saying, like, hey, man, like, I understand I won this award, but, like, the true winning is touching all of
these
in my music.
Still, though.
Like, that's different.
All I'm saying is that it's just hard to speak out on
things like
that.
I'll tell you this, man. If I fucking won a Grammy, I wouldn't hold back. I would walk right up there and be like, hey, man, you know, this is cool and all, but, you know, you snubbed a bunch of people and you do this every year, so I really don't give a flying fuck.
Well, it's easy to say that, but I mean, like, in the heat of the moment, or, like, when you're actually there, I mean, like, talking about your career
listen,
here.
I hope the Grammys don't hear this now, because if I do get to that status where I am selling a bunch and all of a sudden I get a nomination for the Grammy, well, who gives a fuck? Because I'll be in the rock category, so they won't even fucking televise my goddamn thing. So who fucking cares? I'll say it right now. Fuck you, Grammys. Assholes. Don't know damn thing about the music industry. You've been corrupt for the last fucking 40 years. Go fuck yourselves, Grammys. I don't give a fuck, dude. The Simpsons knew it, man. They did. Go back to that Simpsons episode where they do the.
All I'm saying is that it's hard to speak out on things like that because you're putting your career on the line.
I don't think
every time
out the
you
Grammys,
say something like that.
I don't think like calling that. Out the Grammys is putting your career on the line. I think that's a completely different thing. Like, I think that you could still be a successful artist.
But there's a cost on a personal level. Like, there's a sacrifice on a personal level to speak out on something like that.
I think if you were going to trash a label that you were either signed to or could be signed to, then you're putting your career in jeopardy. If you're going to just call out the fucking Grammys.
Like, shout out to Russ for having the balls on that shit. You don't even know who Russ is, do you?
No.
Yeah, Russ is a rapper here in Atlanta, actually. But he's spoken out very heavily about how shady label deals are and stuff. So props to him on that shit.
Well, you know, it's in every musician's autobiography. You know, I read Lemmy's book, dude, and he talks about how they'll just weasel the money out of you, man. Like, they literally, like, he's talked about it. He goes, hey, man, they'll catch you when you're starving, offer you crumbs, and you'll look at it as a 5-course meal. And they'll run you dry.
Props to Russ, though, because he's talking about it while he's, like, in his prime at, like, 26 years old.
That's true. I don't know when that book was written. I've read that book before. All I know is that, you know, listen, yeah. I love Lemmy. Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah, facts.
But when you read his book, man, the business deals that he got into, it's like...
Dude, when the fuck is this timer going to go off?
Did you set
Jesus
it?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I did. I said it when I was supposed to set it.
I know, man. I'm just going to get fucking drunk. Who cares? Everyone's going to die. One
Everyone's going to die. No one belongs anywhere. Fuck.
Man, dude, fuck everything. Honestly, dude, this whole thing is just garbage.
Dude, the Grammys are shit. LA is shit.
Oh, God. Okay, all right. Thank you for bringing up LA, because I do want to talk about this. Fuck the hour bullshit. We're going to go over. I don't give a shit. So, you know that I was watching
The
Godfather.
We go over every fucking week. When has it ever occurred to you to actually give a shit about whether we go over an hour or not?
You know that I've been watching The Godfather. I've seen the movie before, but
yeah,
I'm watching it again because, I haven't seen the second one. I was going to watch it, and Gus fucking called me earlier. And so I was like, all right, Gus, I'll just entertain you. Like, you know, he's bored.
Oh shit. I just hit a new level of drunk.
Hey, there he is. I'm watching The Godfather.
I just went from tipsy to fucked up.
I got the box set of the three movies and shit, and I want to watch the second one. I'm probably gonna do it tomorrow. And then apparently the third one is terrible, is what everyone says.
Yeah, that's what I keep
hearing.
Back
away from your mic, so I can level it properly. Stop. Get off your fucking mic.
No, I'm not peeking. I'm not peeking.
So the reason why I want to watch these movies now, and Connor, this is the thing I wanted to reveal to you.
Let me just lean with
it. Shut up. I want to reveal something to you on the podcast, and you're not letting me fucking do it.
Plot twist. Okay.
All right, Connor. The reason why I'm watching all the Godfather movies is because on Friday, the newly edited director's cut is going to be put in theaters where it changes the ending and might actually make the third one good.
What?
Yes.
Holy shit. Biscuits and a titty
So
twister.
I want to watch the movies and I want to see why part three sucks. And then I want to go to the theaters and watch. They call it Godfather Coda. And then like the death of Michael Corleone or something.
Godfather Coda.
Yeah, and then it's like, then like, colon, the death of Michael Corleone. And I've never seen the third one, so I'm assuming he fucking dies or doesn't die. I don't fucking know. But, let me look it up.
Spoiler alert!
I don't know. I didn't fucking see it. I'm not spoiling anything. Hold on. I just looked it up. Google Godfather.
I don't want to know.
What is this?
I had the whole trilogy on DVD. I don't want to know.
Diane Keaton, New Godfather Part 3 cut, rescues Sofia Coppola, Coppola's panned performance. I don't know what the fuck. I haven't seen the fucking movie, so I don't know. Oh, wait, there's his daughter in the movie? I don't know anything about it.
Oh,
I don't
God,
know anything.
Man. I haven't even seen Part 2 yet. Like,
I haven't seen it either, Connor.
Dude, I have the whole trilogy on DVD in like a box set, and all I've seen is the first one.
The Godfather Coda trailer.
I've been putting this shit off for so long.
Coppola
now is
promises,
the time.
Coppola
for Connor Fredrickson.
Shut the fuck
to
up!
To watch Godfather Part 2.
For the love
two,
of fuck, Connor, three. Shut up! The Godfather
Fuck
Coppola
you and
trailer.
Your long hair, man!
Coppola promises re-edit brings new life to film.
Did you touch my drum set?
Why are you so sweaty?
Cops. I know cops doesn't start till 4! <set? laughs> Oh, wait, what the fuck? Hold up. Paramount Pictures released the trailer of a... Shut up, hold on. Paramount Pictures released the trailer of a Coppola featurette for the upcoming Mario Puzo's? Is that how you say it? Puzo's? The Godfather Coda.
What?
The Death of Michael Corleone on Tuesday. Or Corleone? I don't know. They say it both. I think the Italian way of saying that.
Corleone.
I heard him say Corleone in the movie, though. But whatever. On Tuesday.
Corleone or Corleone.
On Tuesday.
American, Italian, whatever. What? Tuesday.
The film, which has been... billed as screenwriter Mario Puzo and Coppola's original vision of the finale, will premiere in theaters on December 4th and be released on Blu-ray and digital on December 8th.
Holy shit!
All right, this is Coppola. All right, I have re-edited it and given it what really isn't a new title, but rather the original title, Coda, the Death of Michael Corleone, Coppola said.
Holy shit.
Now I need to watch this fucking film. I need to see part 3.
This is more exciting than the Snyder Cut.
It kind of is, because like, you know.
I mean, it is technically, like, if you're not an idiot, but like most people will actually like hold more value in the Snyder Cut, but we can just...
Connor, can we talk about how fucking great The Godfather was? Like, it really, really, really is like a 5-star
I haven't watched it in a fucking fat minute, but yes, The Godfather is... God fucking damn it.
Oh, this episode is such a fucking mess, dude.
Just got another buzzer, and I'm like already leaning on the pop filter. Fuck it. What excuse do we not have to get fucked up tonight, Jake? What excuse do we have, man? What excuse do we have?
You know what I've been recently watching?
Rick and Morty.
No, I've been watching a lot of
BoJack Horseman.
Yes, but I have been recently watching a lot of really old school comedy like bits and stuff. Like,
I just went
like I've been
from tipsy to drunk to fucked up, man. I literally just hit a whole nother level right now. Like,
I'm still here.
I'm still present, man. Just keep talking.
I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't even attempt to try to have a conversation with you when you're like this.
Well, then that means you should start drinking more, man. That doesn't mean I'm drinking too much. It means you're not drinking enough.
I'm waiting for the fucking buzzer.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's... Beep, beep. Oh, I got a drink.
Beep, beep.
Oh, no.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Guys like this content?
Yeah!
Fuck this podcast. This shit's so stupid, bro. What are we doing?
This is the stupidest fucking podcast ever. Oh, my God. We're like, dude. We were geniuses for coming up with this podcast, but I feel like we're terrible at executing it.
I don't really think there's a proper way to execute this. I'm just going to be frank.
I don't think so either. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being hard on us. I don't know, but like, goddamn.
Yeah, you're just being a boner, Connor, honestly.
I'm being a boner? What the fuck does that mean?
You said you were being a hard on, so I called you a boner.
No. I said, maybe I'm just being hard on us, but I don't know. Fuck it, bro.
You say you're being boner on us.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
See, Connor, when I told you to, like, carry this podcast earlier, like, I knew I was going to end up doing it anyway, so.
I mean, that's your whole end of the job, man.
No, it's not. Part of it. Connor, my end of the job
is editing. I handle
the
visuals in the back end. You handle the radio voice and the sound editing.
No, man, dude, why would I start a podcast with you if you're not going to fucking contribute anything?
How am I not contributing anything, bro?
I'm saying, like, you can't be like, hey, man, like, that's cool, dude. You just take over the podcast and shit, but I'll, like, edit the fucking, do the social media. It's like, no, bro. Like, when I edit it,
I'm doing
like,
my best,
the
50, bro.
Like, the 50-50 is, I edit the thing,
I'm doing
you
my best,
put it out,
bro.
And you do the social media. That's the 50-50 of it.
I'm doing
but the
my
other
best,
part of the,
bro.
The other 50-50 is, like, we both come
I'm
to the podcast
my best,
with some shit.
Bro.
Shut the fuck up! Connor, I'm gonna hang myself.
I'm gonna shoot myself.
I'm gonna fucking hang myself, dude.
You wanna kill ourselves at the same time?
That's kind of romantic. You
should do it.
It's pretty romantic.
Like, on air.
On air! Fuck that. That's stupid. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck this.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We just came back from the dead. I'm here with Jake, my co-star. How you doing, Jake?
I feel more alive, but not really.
Anyway, what were we talking about, Jake, when we were alive
fuck
last time?
Fuck if I know, dude. I was going to bring up some other shit, and you were like, duh, dude, fucking, I'm leaning on the fucking pop filter because I'm Connor. It's like, all right, dude, cool, man. Like, I asked you, hey, no, I did ask you. I seriously did ask you, Connor, please come up with some fucking topic to come into this podcast and talk about. And then
you asked me if I had anything prepared, and I was like, nope.
I asked you that at like 2 p.m. You said, I'll think about it. You just didn't think for the last 5 hours, so.
No, I did think about it, and I didn't come up with anything. Not our finest hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Our finest
our
hour.
Our finest hour, 10 minutes and 10 at a boy.
Get it out like
a
fucking
six.
Baby.
I give you a 6, sir.
Oh, dude. God damn it, man. Hey, man. Dude, I'm down for fucking New Year's, though.
I'm very excited for you to come down because I have a present for you waiting and... It may not be the flashiest thing, but it is very convenient and useful for you if you do not have one already.
Connor, God damn it, dude. Why did you get me something? Now I have to get you something.
I didn't get you anything. It's something of mine, of old, that I don't need anymore.
Fuck. Connor, can you show me what you got? Because I feel like I need to match it now.
It's not clothing!
What is it?
Not telling you.
Connor, come on. Tell me what it is. Come on.
You're so bad with surprises.
All right, so...
But I really want you to hurry up and get down here to get it out of my fucking closet because it's taking up room.
Just tell me what it is.
It's a car cover tailored for the model Mustang of 1991 to 2004.
Man, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
It was my old car cover for my old Mustang that is no longer with us. And since you are still driving your Celine that you love so much,
I love it so
I wanted
much.
To hand it down to you.
I love you too, man. Connor, that's one of the most thoughtful things I've ever...
I love you, man.
Look, I love you too, man. Fuck this podcast, bro. This is
God damn it. Fuck this podcast. I was wondering if you were in a break or not, because like
I wanted to think how far would I go with this, and I'm like, I think that's comedically far enough. So,
God damn it,
Connor, I'll buy you.
I was willing to go the distance.
I can go the distance. That's an underrated song from Disney.
I can't fight this feeling any longer.
I can't fight this feeling anymore, Connor.
Fuck you.
Fuck you and your fucking Rock of Ages bullshit. Stop! What is this? Stop. This is so stupid. The stupidest episode. What a milestone. Episode 10, everybody. The stupidest episode of Mouth Off thus far. Stupid fucking episode.
Oh my god. Should we wrap
it up
now?
No, dude, fuck this, dude. No, we gotta redeem this somehow. Fuck this. We're not gonna end it on this.
I don't think it's gonna. Ow, my fucking nutsack.
God damn it, man. How are we gonna. Dude, this is not viable. I'm really realizing that, man.
Fuck, man.
Why did we. Connor, can I ask you something serious?
What?
Why the fuck did we start a podcast during a pandemic where we're not doing jack shit every week?
How did we start a podcast while we're not doing jack shit every week? Is that what you're
asking? Why the fuck did we do this during a pandemic?
How the fuck would we not? We're sitting at home quarantined, locked in our fucking houses. Good one. Not having anything else to do. We literally
Connor,
have nothing
I'm
else
telling,
to do. We're sitting
no,
at
you
home.
Know what, Connor,
we're on
Connor,
fucking
stop,
Skype.
Stop, stop, stop.
Shooting
stop,
the shit.
Stop, stop.
Drinking beers on a timer.
Drink. Connor, I'm coming to your place on New Year's Eve. I'm coming on the New
yes,
Year's Eve because I need to fucking like have a full day to get ready.
You drink, bitch.
This is gonna finish my drink.
Bitch.
But.
Connor. Beach.
Connor.
Connor. Hi, Jake.
I'm showing up to your place, and I'm gonna have a golden sequin blazer. And I need you to match that energy on New Year's Eve.
God fucking damn it. I've never gone all out for New Year's before.
There's a first time for everything.
I don't know what to do.
By the way, Connor.
Someone help me. Someone on our socials. DM me or leave in the fucking comments of whatever fucking post we post. I don't know what the fuck. We don't have a formula for socials. Just hit us up. Tell me what to fucking wear on New Year's. I don't know because I'm not an expert on New Year's.
It's not the expert.
I'm a 4th of July expert. And a Halloween expert. I'm not a New Year's expert.
Just wear something gold. Actually, don't, because then it will look weird.
Why gold? It's not my personality.
What?
It's not my personality.
One more time. I didn't understand a word you just said.
It's not my personality.
Connor,
what are they selling?
They're selling chocolate.
It's not my personality.
I don't have the improv skills right now, man.
Can I do silver?
What?
Can you do gold and I do silver? I want to do silver. I'm kind of a gray guy.
Do you want to borrow my silver sequin blazer?
I would love to borrow your silver sequin blazer.
I don't know if I trust you with it. I feel like you're going to fuck it up.
If I do fuck it up by some crazy chance, it's going to be in an epic way.
That doesn't.
And you know that for a fact.
Okay, but that doesn't give me it back, though. Like, I still lose my sequin blazer in the end of it.
It still gives it to you back. You'll never be able to wear it again, but you'll get it back and you'll be able
to
frame it.
No, fuck you, dude. Go to Macy's.
Put a little
go
plaque
to...
underneath
no, no,
it.
No.
Let me finish! No! You can fucking get it back. You can hang it up and frame it, whatever the fuck you want to do.
Like a Hard
and it's
Rock
just
cafe.
Like an art gallery. And you put a plaque next to it or underneath it, and you put the artist statement and talk about the story that goes behind
like
it.
Like a Hard Rock
and
cafe.
And talk about all that it's worth. You damn fucking right, like the Hard Rock Cafe.
Connor,
that's exactly what
Connor,
it is.
Go to Macy's.
You have a story attached to it. That's priceless, man. That's worth more than any fucking jacket price tag, man.
It won't be worth more than anything until you get fucking famous.
My ex-girlfriend's calling me again.
Call her. Put her on the podcast.
Right now?
Yeah, fuck
seriously?
It, dude. Fuck it, dude. We got no other content.
Fucking damn it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Mouth Off. You are currently on the podcast. How you doing?
Oh my god. Hello. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Fuck you.
What can I help you with? Jason, fuck you.
Am I on speaker?
Yeah, you're on speaker.
When can I come get my stuff?
Your stuff? Oh, yeah. I know what stuff you're talking about. Is it really that important?
I called you earlier and you never called me back, and then I thought about it. I have something for your podcast, though.
What is it?
So, if you're wanting a little, like, cheering up in your life, call 1-719-26-OATES.
Fuck off!
OATES.
Fuck this garbage.
And fucking play that. Or if you're feeling a little love in the air tonight, you can call 424- 888.
This is stupid. Ew. Stop. No.
Do it. You won't regret it.
If you feel down, go get yourself
a
bottle.
Yeah, Jake's not having it.
No. If you feel down, go get yourself
a... Oh, come on. Jake would love that
No,
shit.
No, let me say it. If you feel down,
nah,
go get yourself a bottle
right
of
now.
Whiskey. If you feel
oh
fucking
God.
Lovey-dovey,
okay.
Masturbate. Like, there you go.
He said, go sit down, get a bottle of Jack. If you're feeling all lovey-dovey right now, you need to fucking get your shit together.
No, masturbate.
No, it's not lovey-dovey. It's...
And fucking masturbate.
Oh my god. I gotta be up at 4:30. I don't have time for that.
Yes, you do.
He said, yes, you do.
Make it so great that you fall asleep afterwards.
You don't always have time for that, right?
He said, make it feel so great that you fall asleep afterwards.
Yeah, that's how I usually do it.
All right, so I don't see the problem then. I don't see why you can't do it.
Doing a great job, honey.
Yep, okay, bye.
Bye, have fun masturbating.
Bro, fuck that.
God damn it. Fuck this podcast. My ex-girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
Alright, so I guess we're just all leaving that shit in now. Fuck it.
I guess so, yeah.
Alright. I guess I don't have to bleep the name at the beginning. Connor, I feel like I don't need to bleep the name at the beginning of the podcast now.
Fine. Okay. Yeah. No, you're totally right. It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Episode 10, everybody. Give it a round of applause. There we go. Yeah. Woo!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap on episode 10 of Mouth Off, our 10th episode. Finally.
Yeah, sorry for
being
such a fucking train wreck.
You can follow us on Twitter at MouthOffTweets. Shut the fuck up. Let me do our socials. You can follow us on Twitter at MouthOffTweets. You can follow us on Instagram at MouthOffPartyCast. You can follow us on Facebook for MouthOffPartyCast or some shit. But if you follow us on there, you're going to care way more than we do because we don't follow that shit. So follow us on Instagram and follow us on Twitter. And with that said, peace out, folks. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye, everybody.